Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, courtesy of Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, man. Good morning, Kevin, Corey, Mike. Happy holidays, you guys.
Indeed. Thank Absolutely. You very much. Same to you and your family. We always get great insight from you about across the NFL stuff in addition to the Cowboys. I'm just curious, are you surprised that Bill Belichick decided to go with North Carolina and that means he'll probably never coach in the NFL again?
Well, I don't really have thoughts there. It would be surprised is not the word for it. I know that his explanation has sounded very pure. There's no question he loves to coach the game. There's aspects to college that I think would be interesting. You've seen several coaches, Saban, but those guys that were in pro and went to college and did pretty well. It's a little makeup of responsibility. What's interesting is the changing landscape in college right now and his willingness to take on the challenges of NIL and those types of issues. And so this time in his career, it sounds like he's on to challenges, and he's certainly up to it when it comes to coaching and as a person.
What do you think, Jerry, is that thing that differentiates the coaching lifestyle in the NFL from the coaching lifestyle in college? Is it just the recruiting part of it? Because, I mean, adding a GM to the college base is kind of cool. But is there something different that just makes coaching in the NFL that much more difficult?
Well, I think the recruiting aspect of college distinguishes it from the pros. That you don't have a recruiting situation to the extent that you have in college. Now, that's been mitigated to some degree by the NLSU and the transferable issues. And so all of that is in transformation as opposed to, let's say, the way it used to be. I guess that's the definition of transformation. But bottom line is that it's a challenging time in both leagues today, as we're seeing as we have our season. And I've always thought that it was a unique skill set that made some of the great college coaches. I did my master's thesis when I was in college, and it was the oral communication in modern-day football was the title of it. But I got to interview a lot of the great ones of that time, Woody Hayes and Paul Bear Bryant, and many, many of the names that were a front at that time. And really, they were more front names than you would have today in college. And it was so interesting to visit with them and informative. And I know one of them, Bear Bryant, said, "You take the fake out of me, there's not much left." Mm. In other words, he said, "I am a salesman. I'm an actor." So it was. It's interesting, and it's a good discussion, good comparison.
Yeah,
I've seen, of course. I've brought my first two coaches, Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer. Both came straight out of college and were outstanding successes.
Would you ever have any interest in bringing another college coach into the NFL?
Well, again, that's not something I'd speculate on. But I've always looked at the situation, looked at the person, as opposed to necessarily looking at a category of in-college coach, out-of-college coach, ex-coach. I've just looked at our situation relative to their backgrounds, and it's not certainly you wouldn't want to dismiss the fact that you could go to college. Some teams in the NFL have done real well going to college.
The other thing I was kind of curious, does that concern the NFL and NFL owners that college might be a better path, that some of the best talent when it comes to coaching might say, you know, I'd rather be here than in the NFL?
Well, I think that it is really creates more of a proving ground or more. I think the entire collegiate scene as it pertains to pro football is generally a major plus in pro football, because that's where you get to initially see whether the puppy will bite or not in terms of the player. And obviously how he's coached and the systems he's in and that type of thing has a bearing on how he played. But I think the more the more emphasis you have on coaching, I think the longer young players play in college, the better it is for the NFL when we get them.
Now, y'all have four more regular season games left, and it starts with Carolina this Sunday, which you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know people are like, hey, what questions should be answered over the last four games? Do you view it that way at all, or are you like, hey, if we just keep stacking up wins, who knows? Maybe something can fall our way and the playoffs could still happen.
That's the latter, just what you finished the sentence up with. The thing that I've continued to be and will continue to emphasize is each play, each series, let's go out and play as well as we can. We're going to be playing a lot of our depth. We're going to be playing a lot of the future out there. So going out and playing as well as we can. Now, that sounds trite, but it's certainly the case here. And we want everybody making the plays and having an opportunity to have success. Success is very important in terms of the evolving of any of us, and you build on success. I've done things that I didn't know how it was going to work, or didn't know if that point of energy should be there, and damn, it works. I'm gonna do that again, and so that's habit forming. On the other hand, going the other way is habit forming too, in my view and belief. So, we want to go out there and win every down.
Now, speaking of that on-field success, I was kind of curious. The Dallas Cowboys became the first team ever to surpass $10 billion in valuation via Forbes. Is it tough to enjoy or celebrate a thing like that when this has been a tough on-the-field season?
Well, I don't necessarily have the same feeling. I felt the same way about making the first down when I bought the Dallas Cowboys. And the performance on the field is first and foremost. I'll never forget Tex Ram. I was riding along with him, first time I'd ever visited with him. And we were actually going to see Coach Landry in my first visit with him. And I was looking for something to say. It was awkward. And I said, boy, Tex, I wouldn't be sitting here riding shotgun had you not done a great job with the Cowboys. We rode along another quarter, and he finally looked over and said, this would be a hell of a business if you didn't have to play them football games.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what in the world? What does that mean? I know what it means now.
Do you feel like fans kind of have that perception that y'all do a hell of a job with this business if it weren't for playing the football games?
Well, I think that I can assure everyone that the two are inextricably together. It's the same thing. And I differentiate many, many decisions, financial decisions, from other business I do. And they are not the same. It's not the same kind of bottom line at all. It's entertainment, but if you go too far entertainment wise, you'll come back empty-handed. It's tradition, and it's competition. And now you got to have some business in there to keep it from being a handicap. But other than that, it's about winning these football games.
We've seen Bryce Young have a bunch of change since he got to Carolina. How much? I mean, he looks like he's kind of found a little bit of a groove with Canales at the head coach position there. How much does a change of coaching affect a quarterback, especially a young quarterback like that?
Well, again, I think that the most important thing that changes him is experience. And obviously, if you can have continuity and you are continually doing the same thing, whether it be scheme or whether it be reading or the type of routes your receivers run, all of those things, there is no doubt that the more repetition that a quarterback has as he comes in the league, the better he gets. And it's a rare thing to have a quarterback come in the league and have immediate success. So all of that is what you know has got to be there, and you've got to endure when you start with a very young quarterback. And we've had young quarterbacks who had outstanding young quarterbacks before. And boy, after they've had hundreds and, if you will, thousands of repetition, and certainly game-type situations, playing in games, they get better. And that's what's happening to him. He's had a lot of repetition in game-type situations. He's getting better.
Thank you very much, good sir. We appreciate the time this week. We will catch up with you again next Friday, and best of luck against Carolina.
Sounds good. Let's have a good weekend. Bye.
There you go, Jerry Jones, right here on 105.3 The Fan.